Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is the former vice president of officiating the NFL, current television superstar, Dean Blandino. How you doing, Dean?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We were watching some college football this past weekend, and my brother looked at me and he goes, "You know that Dean Blandino? Pretty good on TV. Pretty good. Are you enjoying your new gig?"
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. A little bit less pressure than the old gig. I don't have as many songs written about me, but definitely enjoying it.
How much do you get to drink while working now?
I'm not there yet. I probably used to drink more in my old job than I do now. Just to get through the day.
That explains the Dez call.
Yeah, exactly.
You were drinking heavily that day.
Exactly.
Okay, before we move on from that, we have to bring it up every time. You said you were in a grocery store one time, and did somebody flip you off or what? Something about Dez?
It was the guy that was delivering the Coca-Cola guy. he was kind of looking at me funny, and like he recognized me. And usually it's one of two things. It's either I'm the guy that from the officiating, or I went to high school with him. And he's like, "Hey, Dez, you're the Dez Caudick guy." So you always get those. You Cowboy fans are everywhere. You guys are everywhere.
Do Packer fans ever look at you like, "Thank you, bailed us out on that one,
my guy"?
The Packer fans love me. Packer fans, I've got. Whenever I go to Green Bay, red carpet.
Just stop talking right now.
They don't have any red carpet.
Breaking our hearts,
Green Bay.
Hey, how different is it for you? How much did you know before you took the job about the college rules? And do you have to turn your brain off one from the other as you go from Saturday to Sunday?
Yeah, I have been involved in college. I was doing some things with the NCAA on a national level in terms of replay. So I've kept myself involved in the rules, but it is definitely a transition because there's differences in a lot of areas, and you just gotta, you know, you're going from Saturday to Sunday and just trying to keep it straight is a challenge. And so I think it's been fun, and it's actually been a really good learning experience on the college side for me.
Okay, so we are very curious about just a weird thing that's going on with the Cowboys. The Cowboys have now gone 8.5
yes.
games or 33 quarters without a holding call. And they had 28 sacks in the first 9 games. You know, they're getting after quarterbacks, and now no sacks in the last 2 games, no holding calls. And I think fans want to know what that just seems too strange. It seems like you could call holding on every play. So, you know, let's put you back at your old desk, and you're the vice president of officiating for the NFL. What do you make of 33 quarters and no holding calls?
You know, when did Jerry start taking on Roger? Is there a correlation there with when that happened? It's definitely an anomaly. You know, it'd be hard to say that that's normal. And, you know, we've seen that with other teams. It's just, look, you got different officiating crews going in every week, and we would certainly study it and look at it. And I'm sure there are calls that were missed. I mean, obviously 33 quarters, that's a lot of quarters to go without a holding call. So I'm sure they're looking at it and they're saying, yeah, maybe there were 5 or 6 that were missed that should have been called. And you just go, you know, you go to the officials and you just try to show them that. But it's definitely unusual to have a team not get those holding calls for that extended period of time.
Okay, since it is so unusual, and obviously the conspiracy crowd is going nuts, and you made the little Jerry Roger reference there, kind of give us some insight into how the league office would interact with a specific NFL crew. And you understand why I'm asking this question. Like, if you want to be nefarious here, how would you guys interact with each individual NFL crew going into a specific game?
Well, you know, we would always interact with that crew and prepare them for the upcoming game and give them things to look for, tendencies, just like the teams. You know, if the Cowboys are playing the Redskins tonight, they both scouted each other. They both know their tendencies. And so you give that to the officials. So for the officials working the game tonight, you know, they will get a rundown with video to say, here are things to look for, here what the Cowboys like to do in certain situations, here what the Redskins like to do in certain situations. So you're not going to point out particular, you know, you don't want them being biased going in to say, look, 32, you got to watch him, he holds all the time, because you don't want to prejudge the, you know, any player. But you are going to prepare them for that. And look, I would, if this was a situation, I would tell the referee, look, there's this ongoing thing. The Cowboys haven't gotten an offensive holding call, you know, in 33 quarters. You might hear that from coach tonight, you know, just to prepare them. But we're just going to call this game the way we call every game and just, you know, process what you see and then make the right call. But you may hear that because it's, again, it is something that's just unusual.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dean Blandino, current college football television referee, superstar, overall great dude, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. And in your old gig, how many layers above you was Goodell in terms of, did you have to turn in TPS reports to him, or how often did you talk to Goodell?
So he, you know, I was probably, there's probably one or two layers between me and him. And he would come down. I'd probably talk to him, you know, at least once a week. He'd come down on a Monday or Tuesday and go through if there was anything that interested him. He'd probably text or email during the games if he saw something, whatever game he was at or whatever game he was watching. But very rarely, you know, the commissioner was never involved in anything to do with officiating in terms of preparation, preparing the crews, evaluating them. It was more so just hey, you know, saw this play in the Eagle game, or we got to look at this situation. This was controversial. I got a call from an owner. Maybe it's a player safety deal. So, but yeah, you know, there was definitely communication throughout the week. But the commissioner never was involved in the preparation of a crew for an upcoming game.
Okay, so Dean, let's go to fantasy world here. Me, you, yeah. Ben. Tattoo, Mr. Rourke. Let's say that the commissioner came to you when you were in your gig and said, you know, I'd like to experiment with the idea that the Cowboys don't get any holding calls on him for, let's say, the next, you know, 8 games. How would you implement that?
So, again, if we're in fantasy world, and how would I implement that? I would basically, you know, I'd have a discreet conversation with the referee before every game, working the Cowboy game, and I would say, hey, we're gonna, you know, talk to the crew, and we're not gonna call holding on the Cowboys opponent today. If I was so inclined to do so, that has never happened,
right?
And but that would certainly be a way to do it in this conspiracy fantasy world that we're talking about.
Yeah, and we all love fantasies. Fantasies are fun. You fantasize,
sure.
I fantasize. But let's just, so basically it sounds, in fantasy world, it sounds a little easier than I thought. So in other words, if whoever has your job now, and I don't know that guy's name because he hasn't ruined a Dez catch yet.
Yeah, I know.
So if Goodell just said, God, Jerry's really being a butthole, can you stop the Cowboys defensive line? Okay, we want to, let's ruin DeMarcus Lawrence's next contract. It really, there's minimal... There's minimal layers between getting to, I would assume, you know, the line judge, or it would be the head referee, basically, that you would talk to.
And again, you'd have to, that you're assuming that I don't have any scruples, and that I would allow that to happen,
right.
And then the actual official would, and you know, at some point along the way, I think somebody maybe my scruples aren't strong enough, but at some point along the way, I would hope somebody would step up and say something. But look, it's certainly not impossible for whenever you're dealing with these types of things, for people to have a bias or things like that. But look, the officials are evaluated and their jobs are on the line. And it's, for the most part, look, the mistakes that are made are just mistakes of judgment, and there's nothing nefarious there. But again, in fantasy world, it's certainly possible.
We're talking to Dean Blandino, the former vice president of officiating in the NFL. You know, I'm back in 2006, I feel like the Mavericks got robbed in the NBA Finals because Dwayne Wade got 7,000 free throw attempts in that series, and at the time, Mark Cuban was pushing for referee reform, and there he was on the front row screaming at these guys, trying to get them fired, trying to change the way they did their job, and I thought, okay, this is human nature. They're making my Mavericks pay for that. And some people agree with that. Some people disagree. A lot of people just laugh at that concept because it's a fantasy. But just in general, when I heard the 33 quarters, are you kidding me? And all of a sudden they can't get any sacks. And it just, my conspiracy radar went off, but I'm not saying there is one, but it was bizarre. But that said, you know, as now you're not working in the NFL, when you saw this stuff with going on between Commissioner Goodell and Mr. Jones, what are you thinking as you're watching all this go down and, Jerry getting involved and stopping the contract from getting renewed and then the Zeke stuff? What are you thinking as all that's going down?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I wasn't around back then, but I've heard stories, you know, about Al Davis and Commissioner Tagliabue or Commissioner Roselle. And so I don't think that this is, you know, there have been these types of things with an owner or a group of owners that have had issue with the league office or the commissioner. And it's pretty crazy because, you know, Mr. Jones he's such an influential person. And I think he's in the Hall of Fame. He's done such an unbelievable job in this league and for this game. And to have him and the league office and the commissioner be at odds, it's not a good thing. I just feel like there's a lot of, there seems to be a lot of controversy around the league right now. And hopefully that passes, and it's just one of those cycles that we go through.
Dean, I just want to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a petty guy. So in other words, if someone was trying to take my job that I loved that paid me handsomely, I wouldn't be opposed to accidentally nudging them down the stairs or something. So in your opinion, does Roger Goodell have those same characteristics?
I don't know if he'd nudge him down the stairs. Look, he's a successful guy. He's done very well for the league, and you have to be driven. You have to have an ego to be that successful. And sometimes you have to make tough decisions. And I wouldn't say, you know, run roughshod over people, but you have to make difficult decisions. And sometimes people get lost along the way. He's going to do what he thinks is best for the game and the Shield. And if that means that a couple of people get lost along the way, then so be it.
You know, is it more of a, all right, I'm going to loosen up this railing on this boat deck, or I'm going to short sheet this bed?
It's probably somewhere between the two, I think.
I think after watching, have you watched Ozark on Netflix, Dean?
No, you know, I haven't. I'm stuck on American Vandal. Have you guys watched that?
No, yes, it's good. Awesome. Is that the one with the dong on the car?
Yeah. Please, you have to watch it. Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not on to Ozark yet, but watch American Vandal. Trust me.
Okay, we got one more question for you. This comes in from Sean Sharif, our morning host and the host of our Dallas Cowboys pregame show. He said, you know, outside of Cowboy fans, what is the fan base that dislikes you the most and for what call?
I think number two is Detroit. I think the Lions, and it was the call that the Cowboys were. It's a two-week span of my life that really hurt me with a lot of people around the country, and that was your Cowboy game where we picked up the flag after the announcement,
and then
Dez play. So you guys like that call.
Terrible call.
And I was the best person in the world at that point, and then the following week I became public enemy number one. So the Lions are number two.
And that was the moment where you turned on Fox Television and said, man, Mike looks like he's living a pretty good life right now.
Yeah. He said he looks stress-free and happy.
What a handsome, well-tanned gentleman he is
exactly,
right now.
Exactly.
I disagree, though. Dean looks very pleasant when he pops on, and Mike always seems kind of agitated.
Dean?
Yeah. Well, no, Mike does a great job. I'm learning from him.
Yeah, of course.
You know, he's right across from me, so I don't know if he's agitated.
He seems agitated, Dean.
does he? He's kind of angry.
And you seem like you're like a happy-go-lucky guy. Weight of the world off your shoulder.
He may have some terrible hemorrhoids or something.
Yeah.
Dean.
Does he have hemorrhoids?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. We don't share that kind of information.
You guys aren't that close?
No, we're close, but I
not hemorrhoid close.
Not hemorrhoid close.
I'll tell you if I did.
Nothing to do in that area.
What's the most shocking thing he's ever told you in private?
Legal or illegal?
The most shocking thing he's ever. It's probably the other way. Probably something I told him. Or probably something I did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can't share.
For the guy who said, go watch the show with the kids painting dogs on cars.
Exactly.
Hey, Dean, we appreciate this very much. Thanks for going down this Fantasy Island scenario with us and entertaining us here. We love conspiracy theories, but thanks for playing along.
You got it, guys.
All right, there he goes, the great Dean Blandino, former VP of officiating in the NFL. Now you can catch him on college football. Watch him on college football.
He's about 5% of the way to making up for the whole Dez thing. If he gives us more gold like that,
yeah,
I mean,
100 times.
It's pretty interesting.
All the gold.
Pretty interesting.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.